Especially, love, if the hurling hero were the one dispatched from the depot to make the delivery. The day was still fine and the sun was making an early showing. Roseanne raced up the stairs in a flurry of excitement to hurry me out. Dan Shanahan is here with the oil, she shouted incredulously. It was better than having a film star or a pop star come to call. We were out the door like greyhounds. In West Waterford, Dan Shanahan is revered. His prowess on the hurling field is undisputed. He is a gazelle on the pitch. He is grace and power, fire and skill, all rolled into one. He is a wizard with a hurl. He is the first player you will spot on the pitch. No one can score or ignite a crowd to greater levels of excitement than he. In Dungarvan town, middle-aged women smile with admiring nods when he passes. Men salute him with a congratulatory shake of the head and a camaraderie, well, Dan the man. Young boys and sometimes girls nudge each other when he goes by. Simply put, he's a celebrity in Fidacia. My sister and I both ran up the road to the back of the house like mad women, hyperventilating and foolish. I patted down my uncombed hair and with my bed socks, corduroy skirt and torn jumper, I hoped I didn't look like a character out of Dancing at Lunasa. The giddy confusion I felt at the idea of meeting Dan Shanahan took me by surprise. Who knew I'd be so starstruck, so like schoolgirls, but starstruck we were. And there he was at our wall, standing tall by the lorry in all his handsome glory, the smile intact, the eyes full of vitality, the big hands hanging empty, as if ready to come to life when they took hold of Hurley. We were hardly able to talk, such was our joy at meeting the man from Lismore. Over the years we've seen him play in Semple Stadium against Limerick, against Cork, against Clare. We've locked up and left parishes deserted in our wake to go and cheer for the men in blue and white. We've travelled with neighbours, bedecked in the Waterford colours, to away matches when potential heartache battled it out with a sliver of the chance of victory. We've seen the team defeated in Croke Park when we stood in the rain, soaked and disbelieving, and we've hung our hopes on Dan. Whatever the match, when Dan slips through the Cork defences and races up the field, it's time to jump to your feet and crane the neck, taut with tension. Pulses quicken when Dan moves like lightning. Voices galvanise and roar cheers of encouragement instinctively when he swings the hurley in a single flowing swirl of force and scores. It's like watching a great ballet with John Mullan, quick as a flash on thin white legs that are going like pistons, gets possession of the slipper and passes it seamlessly to Shanahan. Then the race to get another score quickens. We've roared and cheered them on, Dan and the men. As he stood there on the road last month beside the oil lorry, unassuming and soft-spoken, he chatted to us about Waterford's chances this year. At that stage, the team had yet to play Tipperary in the semi-final. "He haven't peaked yet, and that's good," said I, knowledgeably. Like a seasoned commentator. He listened and nodded indulgently. Up close, he seemed so young and slight. Not the great beefy giant I had imagined. We swelled with pride as he chatted to us. "Keep the prayers up," he said. "We will," we assured him. And then, with a smile, he climbed into the cab of the lorry and he was gone. That was a couple of weeks ago when our hopes were high, but caution and past defeats held our hearts in check. The heady excitement of playing in an All-Ireland, the first in 45 years, had yet to lift us to new, dizzier heights. That was when the idea of winning the All-Ireland was still a dream. Today, goals and points will no doubt rain thick and fast. The players will veer like greyhounds on a pinhead, and they'll send the ball flying under or over the goalposts. Today, my heart will rise up with pride when Dan lifts the slitter onto his hurley. Time will slow down. All of us in the stands in Park and Crokig will seem to breathe as one, exhaling as the ball flies over the bar, inhaling with terror when Kilkenny has possession. Time will seem to stand still. There will be great bursts of action as the seconds tick away. When the ball soars through the air, the day will quiver as if nailed to a single moment of propulsion, and all of Waterford will hold its breath. With all the great Waterford men from all around the